Hello, you've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you currently in need of emergency roadside assistance?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear nothing you said.
I said you reached emergency roadside assistance.
You sounded really low.
You reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you currently in need of emergency roadside assistance?
Yes, I need some assistance.
What type of emergency roadside assistance are you looking for today?
A tire change. My tire just blew out on the highway.
So we don't, if you're on a highway, we don't change tires on the highway. You would have to try to get off the highway, and then we could send someone out to assist you.
Oh, yeah. Well, can I get a tow then?
And where are you towing it, to a mechanical shop or to a residence?
To a residence.
Yes, ma'am, you can. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. May I have your first name, please?
Brandy.
Can I have your last name, please?
Thompson. And it's Brandy with an I, by the way.
Thank you. Can I have a good callback number for you?
615-522-2256.
And then would you like to receive mobile texts and updates regarding time of arrival?
Yes, please.
Thank you. So message and data rates may apply if you don't have free text messaging. Can you verify the address that's affiliated with your policy, please?
There's no address. I'm literally on the highway. I'm by exit 219.
I was asking for it.
Like the Tennessee, like Hermitage.
I was asking you for your address that's affiliated with your policy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. 1216A, Old Dickerson Pike, Billingsville, Tennessee, 37072.
Thank you. And may I have the year of the vehicle you're calling in about today, please?
A 2013 Lexus IS250.
You said, and the model?
Lexus IS250.
Thank you. And what color is the vehicle?
White.
Which tire is flat?
My front right tire. Like I just hit a pothole and it busted my tire.
Thank you.
It's just crazy. These potholes are ridiculous.
Let's see.
I can't do it.
Is your vehicle all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive?
Ma'am?
Is your vehicle all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, front-wheel drive?
All-wheel.
Can it shift into neutral?
Yes.
Will the keys be with the keys will be with the vehicle, you'll be with the vehicle. Does anyone need to ride with the service provider if they're allowed due to the COVID-19?
I'm sorry, say what?
Does anyone need to ride with the service provider if they're allowed due to the COVID-19?
I don't know what you're asking me.
Does anyone need to ride with the service provider?
Well, I do.
Do you have a mask?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So I can ask the provider, but it's totally up to his discretion due to we're in a pandemic. So have a backup plan just in case he's not allowing passengers, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And now I'll just need your location.
I'm right before exit 219. Like the Hermitage area.
What highway are you on?
On the shoulder, on the highway.
What highway?
Like I was told that, like in the beginning of the call, it said I get, like y'all could track my phone location.
I can send you a text message and see if I can get your location. I just sent the text message. When you get the text message, click on the link.
I did.
Does it say latitude and longitude?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your latitude first, please?
36.162285.
Your longitude?
Is it -86.619146?
Are you in Nashville, Tennessee?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know what exit that is? I mean, what highway? I mean, it says it's 40 highway, but are you going east, west, south, north?
Oh, goodness. I don't even know. That's bad. I'm going towards town. Like, I'm coming from the area going towards town.
So I still don't know exactly where you're located up. And this is coming up that is on a, it's coming up Dodge, Dotson Chapel Road in Nashville, Tennessee. But you're saying you're on a highway, so I really don't know where you're at.
Is it like a phone number I can text? Like, you know how you can send your location if somebody may have an iPhone or, like, sometimes you can send your location?
We don't have anything like that. Only thing I can do is just send for a text message, but it's still not telling me exactly where you're at.
Could it be that I'm on the phone? I don't even know. This is crazy. Like, I'm looking at exit 219. I'm coming towards town, like right by the school for the blind. I'm like by Percy Freeze. I don't even know what mile marker this is. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back. I was trying to see if I could see what this mile marker is, but I'm too far from that too. I'm too far from the exit to actually drive the car. Like, my tire is busted. Like, do your drivers have an iPhone?
I'm not sure.
Well, most of the time, like with mobile phones, you can send your location to mobile phones from your phone.
Right.
So that's why, if there's someone, like a number I could text, like to share my location, I know I can share my location that way.
Oh, okay. However, we're not set up that way. We don't have that type of service.
So I get text alerts when they're on the way. So, like, is there like a... How does that work?
So how it works is I'll have to have a pickup location and a drop-off location in order for my provider to even take the job. So if I don't have a pickup, they're not going to take the job.
So then what? There's a question in the beginning of the call that says if I needed my location tracked, then I could to push that option.
Right, but
if I did that.
And we've done that, and that's when you gave me your latitude and your longitude. But you're not on a street. You're on a highway. This is saying 3816 Dawson Chapel Road.
I'm near it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye. Okay,